Today, we'd like to see the title of unjust steward in Luke chapter 16, verses 1 to 13. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 8. So the master commanded the unjust steward, because he had dealt shrewdly or wisely, for the sons of this world are more shrewd, more wise in their generation than the sons of light. What kind of shrewdness or wisdom did the master command? Question 2, in verse 10. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. What does Jesus teach to his disciples? Question 3, in verse 13. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. What does it mean? And how should we live? The parable of the prodigal son was taught by Jesus Christ in the last time, Luke chapter 15, 31, 32. And he said, the father said to his first son, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your younger brother, or your prodigal brother, was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found." So here is showing God's love is unconditional. So whatever you commit sin during your life, you confess your sin, and God will forgive you all sins and cleanse away all unrighteousness. So during your life, even if you didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ right now, so you repent your unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then believe in Him, you will be saved, because our God is love. Now, verse 1. Jesus also said to His disciples, continued Jesus' teaching to His disciples, there was a certain rich man who had a steward. So rich man, the master, owner. Steward means manager. And an accusation was brought to him, to the steward, that this man was wasting his goods. So this manager or steward, master's good, wastefully, not economically, not thriftily, not frugally. Porcel ripe can describe as his life based upon self-sacrificing, simple life, and the frugal life. So 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. Now godlessness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with this we shall be content. So it's a simple life. Also, a disciple have food and clothing, so he was satisfied. So it's a frugal life. He has no envy, no jealousy to have more material kind thing. So this manager manages owner's good wastefully, not economically, not thriftily, or frugally. So he called him the owner called him, the manager or steward, and said to him, "What is this I hear about you? Give an account of your stewardship." So let us account your stewardship, whether or not it is wasteful. Because you can no longer be steward, so put in notice to discharge his stewardship. Simply, you are fired a certain day, maybe 1 week later or 2 weeks later. Then, verse 3, then the steward manager said within himself, "What shall I do?" So here, think of the future after he is fired. "For my master is taking the stewardship." So my master taking my job of the steward, the manager job from me. "I cannot dig. I cannot work as blue collar work. I am ashamed to beg. So I cannot beg as a beggar." Then, verse 4, "I have resolved what to do." So I got an idea for the future, "that when I am put out of the stewardship," which means when I am fired, I lose my job, "they may receive me in their houses." So they meaning is the favored people may give me favor in their houses. They may give a favor to me. Then verses 5 and 6 and 7, how he give a favor to the debtors. "So he called everyone of his master's debtors," not his debtors, his master's debtors, "to him," here, "without permission of the master." So therefore, he committed dishonesty. So basically, he cheat master. So God's characteristic against dishonesty. God hates dishonesty. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. "Dishonest scales are an abomination to the Lord." Abomination, which meaning the hating thing, hatred to the Lord. "But a just weight is his delight." God will be delighted for just weight, righteous weight, not dishonest weight. Here, "so he called everyone over his master debtor to him and said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he said, 100 measures of oil." Measure is a standard unit. "So he said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. So 50% discounted favor to the master debtor without permission of a master. Then he said, the steward, the manager, said to another debtor, 'And how much do you owe?' So he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. So 20% discounted favor to that debtor. So the master heard of that. So verse 8. So the master commanded, not scold or is anger, but rather than commanded. Commanded meaning you did a good job. So the master commanded the unjust steward. Here, unjust. So which meaning the master recognized that steward who was unjust, unrighteous, because of dishonesty, without telling owner. So unjust steward, because he had dealt shrewdly or wisely. So why, he think of, because here, in this context, the manager, the steward used his present steward position for the future after his discharge. So doing the present thing for the future, that's why is the master is commanded him, because he's doing the present thing for the future. That one, Solomon, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days, also for the future. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, because you do not know what evil will be on the earth for the future. So for the future, he is doing something for the future. That's why is the owner commanded, although he is dishonest. Verse 4, the sons of this world, which meaning the sons belonged to this world, so non-believer, non-Christian, are more shrewd, more wise in their generation, which meaning in this world, limited to this generation, not to extending to eternity. But after you die, everything is over. But nevertheless, the non-believer is more wiser in this generation, not extending to the eternity. Then the sons of light. The sons of light is the children of God, because John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Then John chapter 12, 36, while you have the light, believe in the light, or believe in Jesus, that you may become sons of light. So that means sons of light is Christians, believers. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. So non-believers is more wiser than Christians by doing the present thing for the future. So verse 9, and I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon. Mammon word, the Chaldean language. Chaldean language means material riches. Mammon itself is not unrighteous, but mammon used the unrighteous way is unrighteous mammon. Here, this guy is a giver, he's a mammon for his own benefit, favor to his friends. So when you fail, which meaning you lose a job or you fail, you got bankrupt, the favored friends may receive you into an everlasting home. Now Jesus teaching dimension totally different, not this generation, everlasting, eternal home. So, into eternity, because of his charitable deeds to the needy friends, he gave a favor for his own benefit, limited into this generation. But some friends are needy. Matthew chapter 25, verse 35, Jesus said, for I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Then, verse 40, and the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Because this guy gave a favor to his friends, but some friends are thirsty for drink or hungry for food, so he gave them. Because of that, they made the the giving away, the people may receive the favor there. Because of favor the needy friends, so he may receive into an everlasting home. So do present material, treasure, or money for eternal future. That is Jesus' point. Mark chapter 8, verse 8:36. For while what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, entire world, so big house, big in the whole world, and loses his own soul, which meaning not saved, so is you would lose everything because of life only. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19-21, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus really focuses on the heart, really for the eternal kingdom, kingdom of God. Seek first his kingdom, kingdom of God and righteousness. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, and Jesus' disciple, so assuredly I say to you, he shall never lose his reward. So you give her, you know, a little cup, even a little cup of water, given to the minister, God's minister, so you will receive a reward from heaven. So that is example, disciple received a gift from Philippi church. Then disciple said, Philippians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, for even in Thessalonica, you Philippian Christians sent aid once and again for my necessity. So basically, they give us some food or some necessity to disciple. So God said, Jesus said, if you give Jesus' disciples some a cup of water, so you shall never lose reward. So therefore, disciples said, not that I seek the gift. He did not seek the gift, the aid, but I seek the fruit of Spirit, that agape love, that abounds to your account. So which meaning you will receive reward from heaven. So that's why, you know, disciple was happy, was so glad, because he is enjoying the fruit of his ministry. So then verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. So faithful steward or faithful manager is successful in the sight of God. For example, Matthew chapter 25, verses 15 up to 18. And to one he gave honor, gave five talents to another, two and to another, one to another, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. So the owner gave one according to his ability. So five talents, or the other one two talents, the last one talent. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. So therefore 10 talents. Likewise, he who had received two gains, two more also, so four talents. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid his lord's money, his master's money. Then his lord came back, said to the 10 talents, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things, five talents. Also the other guy, two talents. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." So it's the same reward given to 2 talents and 5 talents. So basically, good and faithful servants. When you meet the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven, after leaving from the earth, the Lord calls you good and faithful servant. That's successful in the sight of God. Not like you have a lot of possession or a lot of power, a lot of glory, you know, in the world. You know, every worldly thing perishes away as a matter of time. Then the 1 talent, he who had received the 1 talent came and said, "Lord, I knew you to be a hard man," which meaning not soft man, tough man, "reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered the seed." Actually, 1 talent received a servant, you know, blamed the Lord. "And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours." But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant," wicked and lazy servant, "you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I have not scattered the seed. So you should have deposited my money with the bankers. At my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the 1 talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. So the Lord gives the 10 talent one, because he has more ability, so give us to 10 talent. Although we were the same, 10 talent, 4 talent, good and faithful servants. So here is the 1 talent is a basic score with the wicked, lazy servants. So that example, he who is faithful in what is least, 5 talents or 2 talents, is faithful also in much. For example, 5 talents, he receives more. He who is unjust, unrighteous, unjust including dishonesty, unrighteous, in what is least, is unjust also in much. So, verse 11, "Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Even in this generation, if you are not faithful, nobody will entrust the true riches." True riches, basically, riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. "To me, who am less than the least of all the saints," disciple compares by himself, he said, "I am less than the least of all the saints, the least of all Christians. This grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." So riches of Christ. So 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, "Minister require. Moreover, it is required in stewards, managers, or ministers, because the ministers asked by the Lord," so that's what stewards, "that one be found faithful." faithful. So that is a faithful is important. Our Lord will entrust the true riches upon you because you are faithful. Then, and if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? So you will not give your own thing, own material to unjust servants. Verse 13, no servant can serve two masters. We are the servants of the Lord, not of the mammon. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so consider us as a servant of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. This one, the Corinthian is disciple himself in talking about the people consider me and Timothy, servant of Christ, stewards of the mysteries of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24-25. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you, Colossian Christians, because here disciple write this letter in prison, and fill up in my flesh, my body, which is lacking into affliction of Christ, which meaning right now suffering compared to Jesus' crucifixion pain, less, much less, lacking in the affliction of Christ, for the sake of his body, Jesus Christ's body, which is the church. So Jesus' body is the church, over which I become a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. So disciple had the confidence his minister stewardship coming from God according to God's word. Then is here, for either he will hate the one to love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. Here, loyal, undivided loyal to God. If you love something more than God, something become your idol. Or if you love someone more than God, or equal to God, someone become an idol. So here, undivided loyal to God. God is always first, best. You cannot serve God and mammon. So if you love or equal to something, someone, then God, that you would commit spiritual adultery, only God alone. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine. So all the earth is honored. Jesus Christ, the Lord, Trinity God. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 said, all Christians are stewards. Here, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. For example, you are Christian, you are mother. Mother also, the steward, received from God and mother. So you are serving your children as a mother, or a father as well, or is a daughter for your parent, you should honor as a daughter. As a good steward over the manifold grace of God. That is God's grace. So let's see each question in verse 8. So the master commanded the unjust steward because he had dealt wisely or shrewdly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light. What kind of shrewdness or wisdom did the master command? Because he is doing for the future. He is doing the present position for the future, not dishonesty. Question 2, in verse 10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust or unfaithful or lazy or unrighteousness in what is least is unjust also in much. What does Jesus teach to his disciples? Disciples is ordained by Jesus, Jesus' disciples. So Jesus' disciples should be faithful to minister for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. That things can apply to us. We also the stewards. Question 3 in verse 13. No servants can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. What does it mean? So Lord, which meaning the master. So our Lord is Trinity God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God. So you should not love anything, anyone more than or equal to God, the Lord. And how should we live? We always seeking the God's kingdom and righteousness first priority. Then God will add whatever you needed. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin.